Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf for Matzai Shabbos, or Shabbos Parshas Tetzaveh, which is Matzai Shabbos is Yud Dalet Adar, so we're recording this already when it is Purim in Eretz Yisrael. Right now there aren't the sounds of Purim around me, although maybe later on you might hear them, but now I'm in my study in Ramat Beit Shemesh, so it's actually Purim already, and we begin Daf Kuf Mem Gimel, the Daf for Shabbos Parshas Tetzaveh, really technically Yud Gimel Adar. Kuf Mem Gimel is the 205th Daf in Shas. We pick up with the new Mishnah, a little bit more about the halachos of muktzah. An important machlok is over here between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai omen mavirim me'al ha'shulchan atzamos u'klipin. You're allowed to remove from the table bones and shells that are not edible. U'Beis Hillel omen misalek es hatav l'kula u'minara. You're allowed to remove the entire board that they are sitting on. However, here is one of the cases that at first glance that Beis Hillel is the Machmir. As Rashi explains, Beis Hillel says you're not allowed to move the actual atzamos and klipin themselves. So if you're eating on top of this board or tablecloth, some translate the tavla tablecloth, so then in such a case you move the whole thing, mavir me'al ha'shulchan. Perurin, pachos mikazayis, if you have crumbs that are less than the kazayis, vit, Seyar shelofanim v'seyar adoshim mipnei shu maichol behema. Those things you're allowed to remove because they could be used as maichol behema. Similarly, svog, if you have a sponge, im yeshlo or beisachiza mikanchin bo, then you could use a sponge to clean off the table. V'im lav ein mikanchin bo. What's the difference between whether the sponge has a handle or not? Well, if it has a handle, then we're afraid that you're gonna come to use it, but not squeeze it. If it does not have a handle, then you're going to actually squeeze the sponge itself when you are cleaning it. The Chacham Omer ben kach ben kach nito b'Shabbos ve'eina mikabel tuma. The Chachamim say that you're allowed to use it, and it's not considered a kli, that's mekabel tuma, because Rashi explains it's not a kli eitz, a beged, a sack, or mateches. It doesn't qualify as a kli. So the Chachamim are teaching us two halachos. Number one is that we're not concerned that you're going to come to squeeze out. Number two is that it doesn't, even if it has a handle, it's not considered a utensil. It seems that the Rabbanon are not concerned that you're going to come to squeeze out, and a person will be able to know that he's only allowed to use a dry one and not a moist one. In regards to the first machlokis that says that Beis Shammai was makel in regards to muktzah, atzamos u'klipin, you're allowed to take off, and Beis Hillel is the Machmir, Rav Nachman finds this strange. Amar Rav Nachman, Anu ein lanu ela Beis Shammai k'Rebbe Yehuda. We general Beis Shammai follows Rebbe Yehuda, who is a Machmir am Nukza. U Beis Hillel k'Rebbe Shimon. And Beis Hillel finds Rebbe Shimon, who was a Makel. Hence, therefore, we should switch the Shittas, Rashi explains, and it is actually Beis Hillel who says that you could remove that samos and the klipin directly, while Beis Shammai says you could only remove the tablecloth. Continues our Mishnah, Mavirim Mufnei HaShulchan Perurim. We had learned that you're allowed to move the small crumbs. Analyzes the Gemara, three lines into the Gemara, Kuf Mem Gimel Amen Alf, Messiah led the Rabbi Yochanan, Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Perurim, She'em Ben Kezayis, Aser La'abdon B'yad. That if there are crumbs that are less than a Kezayis, you're not allowed to destroy it with your hands because of the Isser of Baal Tashkis, that it didn't say Ma'abed, but rather it says Mavirin, and it also doesn't say Lizrok, to throw out. This is a Gemara, Nun Bezam, Bezam Brachos, and we actually discussed in the Halacha from the Daily Daf over there, the Halacha implications of this. We had also learned in the Mishnah, Seir Shel Opanim. Seir Shel Opanim, we didn't really spell out exactly what they are when we learned the Mishnah. It's some type of legume. So the Gemara tells us, Seir Shel Opanim, Mani Rebbe Shimini. Our Mishnah had said that you're allowed to rule them as well. It follows Rebbe Shimon, because here we're talking about when it's the parts, they're no longer edible from the legume, like the peels and so on. So this must be following Rebbe Shimon, the Lesley Muktzah. That doesn't hold of the Yisr Muktzah, hence you're allowed to move it. Ema Seifa. But how are you going to explain the Seifa? The Seifa says, Sfug, that if you have the sponge in Yeshel Beis Achiz, if it has a handle, Mekankhenbo Vimlavim, Mekankhenbo. You can't use it. Why? You might come to squeeze. Now that could only be explained according to Rabbi Yehuda in a different machlokas. We had a few major machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon in Maseches Shabbos. Let us review three of those major machlokas. Two are going to be relevant over here. Rabbi Yehuda is more strict in regards to Muktzah. Now, it does not mean that Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of Muktzah at all, even though the Gemara uses the expression Lesley Muktzah. We actually pass like Rabbi Shimon, and we have many simonim in Shulchan Aruch about Muktzah. That requires a whole shear of it in of itself. Now, on the one hand, we seem to follow Rabbi Shimon, yet we have the idea of Muktzah. What it means, in general, the way to simplify for Daf Yomi Pshat, is that we follow Rabbi Shimon in regards to being more lenient in Muktzah, while Rabbi Yehuda is more machmir. Obviously, in Iyun, we would need to give a much narrower and more fine definition. But that's one machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Another machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is the machlokes of Dovar Shein Miskavin. If a person intends to do Act A, the classic example of the Gemara that the Gemara has in the second perek is Gor Adam Kisa Vesasel, he's dragging his bench from one place to the next, and his intention is not to make a hole, but there is a chance that a hole will be made. Rabbi Yehuda says you're chayiv because of that possibility. Rabbi Shimon calls that a Dover Shein Miskavik. Again, Rabbi Shimon is lenient. Third, a Malacha Shein Tzrich Lagufa is also a Machlokes from Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. That we've discussed in other instances. Over here says the Gemara the following. If we're going to say that our Mishnah in Muktzah seems to be following Rabbi Shimon because we're makel in regards to these muktzah legumes, those particularly the peels, then how could it be that the next line seems to be following Rabbi Yehuda, who says that we're going to be machmir when the person is using the sponge because it might be squeezed out? His intention clearly when he was using the sponge was to do what? To clean off the table. So asks the Gemara, son of Rabbi Yehuda, Damar Shein Miskavin Asur. That seems to be following Rabbi Yehuda, says Dover Shein Miskavin is Asur, question mark. Answers the Gemara, Baha Filu Rabbi Shimon Moide. In this case, even Rabbi Shimon is Moide, the Abai Rava Dami Tavai Moide, Rabbi Shimon Psikresha Velo Yomus. That Rabbi and Rava stated that Rabbi Shimon, we've had this already many, many times, Masoras HaShas gives us the great list of Meir Mekomos, that if it's inevitable that's going to happen, then in such a case, Rabbi Shimon is Moide, that you're Chayiv, and it's considered a Dover Miskavin. Therefore, our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shimon, and since it's inevitable, it's going to be squeezed, you're going to be chayv. Period. Hani garinin de tamri. These pits of dates are miyaisa. Shari latutalinu. You're allowed to carry them. Hoel v'chazion agav ima. Now, our miyaisa is one type of date. Rashi explains that this date was a date that was not a good date. It was a bad date. And it was a date that was normally not eaten except for animals. Human beings did not eat them. So, the halacha is that you would give these dates and their pits to the animals, and you would give them to partake in both of them. So, halacha is you're allowed to be metalta mahol v'chazion agav iman, because it is roly with the rest of the date, you would give it to the animal. Ude parseisa, our mayaisa is probably like Arami, the Aramite. Parseisa is Persian. Ude parseisa, reference to Purim over here. And the Persian date, Asur, is going to be Asur. Why is it going to be Asur? Because the Persian date tasted good, and therefore the halacha is that the pit itself has no purpose, and it's muktzah machmas gufa. Shmuel metaltu agav rifta. Shmuel disagreed and said that one is allowed to carry it along with the bread, And the Gemara explains, Shmuel Atameh. Shmuel is consistent with his opinion. The Amar Shmuel, also Adam called Tzarko Bepas, that a person is allowed to use bread for any purpose, and even to use it to move the pits that are normally muksa would be also acceptable. This would be called Tiltum Min Atzad, and according to Shmuel, would be acceptable. Bezer Hashem in Halacha from the Daily Daf, we will discuss the implications of this Gemara in regards to the halachos of cleaning a table. The Gemara continues, though, for our purposes in the daf, Rabba Metaltalu, Rabba used to carry the dates of the pits of the dates, Agav Lekona de Maya, along with a bowl of water. Ravun Bre Yeshua Avaluke Graf Shorei. Ravun Bre Yeshua made it into a Graf Shorei. He would put the pits down in one place until it reaches the point of a graph shel rei. Now, graph shel rei, we've already discussed earlier, for those of you who are using the Hagos and Tziyunim edition of the Oz V'Hadar. There, they point out, some say that the girsa is graph, as opposed to graph shel rei. But the sugya of graph shel rei, we've already learned that the halacha is that one is allowed to move something that has already become disgusting to the point that it's most, one is allowed to move it. Asks the Gemara, Amalei Rav Ashi Amemer V'chiosin Graf Shel Rei L'chatchila. Are you allowed to make Graf Shel Rei L'chatchila? You're not allowed to do it. And since you're now not allowed to do it, you're going to be stuck. How could you have created the Graf Shel Rei L'chatchila? Rav Sheshes Zarek Luhu B'lishne. Rav Sheshes used to throw the Garine Truim with his tongue across the table. Rav Papa Zarek Luhu Achorei Amita. Rav Papa used to throw it behind the bed. They say that Rabbi Zechariah ben Akulas used to do the same thing so that people won't come to be metaltel the muktzah. Here we have some very important examples in Hilchos Muktzah. The concern of Osin Graf Shorei L'chatchila, despite the fact that we've already learned that there is a heter called Graf Shorei, which is most explicit in Beitz Adaf Lamed Vav Amid Beis, and the implications of these halachos, Beis Hashem will discuss in halacha from the Daily Daf. Hadron Alach Noitel Adam Espinoi, we conclude the 21st Perek in Mesechus Shabbos, and we begin Perek Chavis. Perek Chavis begins discussing, the mission discusses a barrel that has broken on Shabbos, and immediately the Mishnah begins to get involved with what is the subject of the first couple of dapim, a couple of dapim that are extremely important in Hilchos Shabbos, and that is the halachos of schita, of squeezing on Shabbos. Our Mishnah is going to discuss the halachos of two parts about squeezing. Number one, what is prohibited to squeeze on Shabbos. The Mishnah is going to make a short reference to it. And then the Mishnah is going to discuss on the Gemara in today's daf in detail the halachos of mashkin shezavu, juices that have oozed out from a fruit, midrabanan, one is not allowed to partake and derive benefit from it, lest one come to squeeze a fruit on Shabbos and be over the Isra of Schita, which is part of the Av of Dush, of threshing. Let's see the Mishnah. Chavish Nishbara. If there is a barrel that broke, Matzilin Emenu Mazon Shalosh Seudos. You're allowed to be Matriach and save three Seudos worth. V'omer L'achem Bo V'atzilu L'chem. And he's allowed to tell others to go and save for themselves. U'bilvad Shalo Yisfog. With the condition that he doesn't use a sponge to gather it up, lest one come to squeeze. Boom. That immediately gets the Gemara, the Mishnah, excuse me, and the Gemara to the halachos of schita. The Mishnah continues, Ein sochtin es haperos lahotzi man mashkin. You're not allowed to squeeze fruits to access the fruit juice inside of it. Now we begin, you put a period over there, now we begin the halachos of mashkin shezavu, which will occupy us for the next daf. V'im yotzu me'atzman, and if the juices ooze out alone, asurim, then it is prohibited to derive benefit from those juices. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. In the Gemara, this will be known as the Chachamim. Reb Yehuda says, in the Ochlon, if we're talking about a fruit that's normally eaten, let's say an apple, Hayotze Mohen, Mutter. Then what comes out of it, you're allowed to even derive benefit from. Simply put, Reb Yehuda says, we're not afraid you're going to come to squeeze it, even though someone will see that you're deriving benefit, but in general, let's assume for a moment, apples people don't squeeze. Vim lemashkin, but if it's a Tropicana orange that's normally squeezed, hayotze mahen aser, what comes out of it is going to be awesome. Similarly, chalos devash, if there's a honeycomb, shiriskon me erev Shabbos, that has already been squeezed on erev Shabbos, viyatsu be'atzman asurim, it's prohibited to derive benefit, lest a person come to squeeze it on Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer holds that the halacha is that it's permissible. The chachamim prohibit, the Gemara will tell us later on, because we're afraid that a person's going to come and squeeze from a honeycomb that has not been already squeezed before Shabbos, and that would be an isur. The Gemara begins to analyze our Mishnah Tana. Lo yispog b'yayin v'lo yitapeach b'shemen. One is not allowed to gather up wine in a sponge, and you're not allowed to gather up oil. Shlo yase kederach shu osa b'chol. In order that the individual shouldn't come to do things as if he does during the week. That's an uvda d'chol. There's no real isur in terms of the malachos, but it's uvda d'chol. Tan rabbanan spazru lo peres b'chotzer. Similarly, if one has fruits that are spread apart in a courtyard, melakid al yad v'ochel, you're allowed to gather one by one to eat them. Avolo toch asav lo chatoch hakupa, kederech shelo yase, kederech shu ose b'chol. That we're afraid that it appears as if he's doing it in the manner that he works during the week, and that is an iser d'rabbanon of uvda d'chol. It might be based on the pasuk Yishayo that your actions on Shabbos should be different than during the week. Ein sochtin es haperos. The Mishnah told us you're not allowed to squeeze fruits, and we had a machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim if juice oozes out. Now that will be the subject of our entire daf. The rest of our daf now, we're going to go Bezer Hashem all the way to Kuf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, all the way through. We're going to get a little bit ahead in honor of Purim and also give people time to say Purim Torah and so on. So on Matzai Shabbos, that you could spend a little bit more time B'mishteh V'simcha and beginning to be Shal V'dorish Hilchos Pesach and to be Dorish in Purim Lav Dafka on the Daf Yomi the entire time. So let's discuss all the way into Kuf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph the halachos of Mashkin Shezavu. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Moida Rabbi Yehuda Lechachamim Bezeisim Va'anovim. Rabbi Yehuda conceded to the Chachamim when it comes to oil and grapes that the halachi is that in such a case there everything, all the juices that ooze out is by definition going to be usher. Kim Leschita Ninu Yoiv Daite. Since it's normally used for schita, that was his das. Rashi explains that the chiddush is that even if he brought them in to eat, nevertheless, since the majority are used for schita, the mashkin shezavu is going to be asur. V'ula amarav chalu kai Rabbi Yudaf b'zeisim anavim. Ula reported in the name of Rav that that's not true. In disagreement, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, again, we're going to have a machlokis amoroyim within Rabbi Yehuda by mashkin shezavu. And that is a cholokai Rabbi Yehuda af bezeisim anovim. Rabbi Yehuda also said that if it was brought in to eat, the juice that oozes out is going to be permissible according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan amar alach Rabbi Yehuda b'shar peiris. Rabbi Yochanan says alach is like Rabbi Yehuda that mashkin shezavu from fruits that was brought in to eat is going to be mutter. That's by other fruits. V'ein alach Rabbi Yehuda b'zeisim anovim. But we don't follow Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to olives and grapes. Period. This was approach number one of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan's Psak. Now we're going to have approach number two. Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rabba reported in the name of Rav Yehuda, name of Shmuel, Moda hayu Rabbi Yehuda l'chachamim b'zeisim v'anovim. That Rabbi Yehuda conceded to the chacham when it comes to zeisim v'anovim. That we already saw before, but here's the new wrinkle. Umodim chachamim l'Rabbi Yehuda b'shar peros. And the chachamim agreed to Rabbi Yehuda that if you have an apple that was brought in for food, then even the chachamim who just say, v'im yatsu atzman, me'atzman asur, in other words, the Tanakhama right before Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, they would be moda that in such a case, when it comes to an apple that was brought in for achila, it's going to be mutter. So the Gemara now needs to clarify. Amar le Rabbi Yirmiyah le Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, according to this explanation, Ela b'may pligi, what exactly is the machlokis between Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda? Amalei l'chisishkach. He said to him, why don't you go and look for it? Go out and look and inquire what exactly is the machlokis. And the Gemara says there was an Amora that went down and looked and inquired. And Yogato Matsasa Tamin. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchok Mistabra, it's logical. Betusim Verimonim Pligi. That they're arguing in regards to pomegranates. The Sanya, as we learned in Ebraisa, Zaysim Shemashach Me'en Shemen. If there are olives that had oil that oozed out from them, Vanovim Shemashach Me'en Yain. And grapes that had wine that oozed out from them, Vichnisan. And he brought them in, Bein La'ochel, Bein La'mashkin, whether the olives were there or the grapes were there to eat or for their juice, hayotze mehen aser. What comes out of it is going to be aser. Tusim is some type of fruit that was sometimes squeezed and sometimes not. We know what rimonim are. Tusim are not as common today. Tut in modern Hebrew means strawberry, but it's probably not the tut in the time of Chazal. The Jastrow Dictionary translates it as a mulberry tree. Either way, tusim verimonim, in regards to these tusim verimonim, there, we learned in the Brice of the following. Shemashach mehen mayim, if you have the mulberry, that water came out of verimonim, shemashach mehen yayin, here yayin doesn't mean wine like from grapes, but rather the juice of the pomegranate. Vichnisan, and he took it in la'ochlan, if it was brought in for achila, hayotze mehem mutter. That which comes out of it is going to be acceptable. Kama. Lemashkin ulestam, but if you just brought it in, the pomegranate, for stam, or you brought it specifically for the juice, hayotze mehem aser, then what comes out is aser. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. V'chachamim omrim bein la'ochlan bein la'mashkin yotze mehem aser. So now we've got the machlokis. According to Rabbi Yehuda, rimonim that were brought in la'achila, it's going to be mutter. V'chachamim say that if it's brought in la'achila la'mashkin, both of them are going to be aser. You put a big period over here. Now the Gemara begins a tangential topic within this explanation of Rabbi Yehuda. Period. Visava Rabbi Yehuda stam aser. We mentioned that not only if it was brought in la'ochlin is it going to be aser, according to the chachamim, but even Rabbi Yehuda holds that the only time it's going to be mutter is if it's la'ochlin. But if it's stam, then even Rabbi Yehuda also agrees it's aser. Visava Rabbi Yehuda stam aser v'atnat. Didn't we learn a Mishnah on a totally different topic? This is the beauty of Shas. And for this reason, I highly encourage it. Unfortunately, when I was younger, my Rabbeim, in elementary school and high school that I learned in, and even in Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, wasn't emphasized enough. I really learned the significance of it from our great Rebbe Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, of just learning Mishnayis and really knowing Mishnayis in Taharos and Zroim as well. And to review it many times, Chizkiyon Nevin Sal Shlita reviews 18 prakim a day. I'll tell you a secret, it's Purim. Maybe my tongue is a little bit more loose. Our great Rebbe is not necessarily a big fan of him learning so much Mishnayis. He says that to learn a lot of Iyun. Baruch Chizkiyo has both, Baruch Hashem. Says the Mishnah, V'hatnan, cholav o'isha mitame l'ratzon v'shelo l'ratzon. That the milk of a woman is mitame both l'ratzon and shalol ratzon. When there is a breast milk that comes out, so that is machshir. This is the Mishnah machshirim perik vav Mishnah ches. It whether it came out willingly or not willingly, so then in such a case, it's machshechol behema in mitam el ratzon. But behema is only mitam ratzon. Amar Rabbi Akiva kavachomru umachol of isha sheinim yuchad elektanim. Wouldn't it be a kavachomer a cholav that comes out of a woman? The halacha is that we say it's mitam el ratzon v'shalol el ratzon, even though it's only designated for children. So mitam el ratzon v'shalol el ratzon, and nevertheless tam ratzon v'shalol el ratzon. Cholav behema shem yuchad bein lektan bein dom and din shem mitam yitam bein ratzon v'shalol el ratzon. This was the argument of Rabbi Akiva. Amru lo, the chacham said back to him, im tam cholav v'yisha v'shalol el ratzon. The chacham respond to Rabbi Akiva and they say a woman's cholav is mitam v'shalol el ratzon because there's another variable that she has that's more chamur than a behema. And that is her dam magafosa. Dam magafosa means her dam when she's, God forbid, hit. Kiyigof ishes reyeyu. When she's hit, if she's wounded, so then we know that the halacha is dam magafosa is the dam of chalolim. Then in such a case, that dam that she has is machshir lekabel tuma. And that dam is metame, whether it's beratzon or shelo beratzon. Rashi adds another dimension and says, according to the Gemara, Nidon Tesam and Aleph, Shadam Nekar Vinasa Cholav, whatever that exactly means, that we consider blood as transforming into milk. So then in such a case, we see that in the body, and particularly Dam Nekar Vinasa Cholav, tells us that the woman, what comes out of a woman's body, the liquid, just like the dam, is metame shelo beratzon. In contrast, so then shadam agafasa tama yitma. In contrast, the chol behema shelo beratzon. So then shadam agafasa tar. The dam that comes out of a behema is not machshir. So then, in such a case, one would say that no, when it comes to an isho be metame beratzon shelo beratzon, say the chachamim. However, when it comes to a behema, so then it's only metame le'ratzon. Amar lahem, Rabbi Akiva responded to them, machmar ni becholav mi bedam. I hold that you should be more machmar becholav for dam than by dam. Shacholav le'refua tameh. That someone who's cholav le'refua is tameh. Va'amekiz le'refua tar. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva responded to the chachamim and said, you cannot bring a raya from the halacha of dam magefasa, because chalav is more chamur than dam in general. Amrulo, the chacham responded to Rabbi Akiva, sale zeisin v'anom yechichu, I'll prove it to you from olives and grapes, shamashkin yotzim and l'ratzon tmeyin, that the mashkin that come out when you want it is going to be tamei, shelo l'ratzon tahorim, but if it's not l'ratzon, then the halacha is that it's tar. So what are the Chachamim proving? Rabbi Akiva had wanted to show from the halacha of Cholev Lefua that it's Tamei, that Cholev is more Machmir than Dam, and therefore say that since Cholev is more Machmir Lerefua, we should learn that Cholev Behema should be Tamei when it comes to Lo Leratzon. We see, say the Chachamim, that we differentiate between l'ratzon v'shelo l'ratzon. That just because something is tamei b'ratzon, like you had pointed out, b'cholev l'refua, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be tamei shelo l'ratzon. And when it comes to mashkin hayotzin, what do we see? That even though zeisim v'anovim are machshir l'ratzon, they're not machshir shelo l'ratzon. Hence, you cannot bring a raya from a chumran and chalav beratzon to infer that chalav behema is going to be machshir even shelo beratzon. So that's the response of the chachamim. Amru lo sali zeisim anam yuchichu shamashke yotzim and leratzon tmein shelo leratzon tahorin. So you can't prove one from the other. Now, this is the end of the quote of the Mishnah in Machshirin. Our Gemara now wants to infer what is going to be the position of Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Stam. So now, my lav introduces the Gemara, l'ratzon dinichale, what does a miratzon mean? That you want it. Shelo l'ratzon bistama. That shelo l'ratzon means Stam. So what did the Mishnah Machshirim say? If shelo l'ratzon means Stam, When it comes to Zeisim Anovim, we say Stam is considered Shelo Beratzon. So certainly when it comes to pomegranate juice, if we say that's considered Shelol Ratzon by Zeisim Anovim, certainly pomegranate juice should qualify as Shelol Ratzon, and Rabbi Yehuda should be Mekil. Says Gemara, lo. L'ratzon bistama. Ratzon means stam. Shelol Ratzon the goli adaita dama lo nichali. When the Mishnah in Machshirin says L'ratzon, that means a case of even stam. In other words, whether he wants it or stam. And Shelol Ratzon means beferish when he says he doesn't want it. Hence, we have no proof from the Mishnah Machshirim, which was the reason why we brought it, was just for this, to deduce what the halacha of stam would be. No, maybe stam falls into the category of ratzon as well, and then there's room for Rabbi Yehuda to be machmir by stam, by tusim v'rimonim. Period. V'ibay yisem, and if you want to give another answer, shani salei zeisim anovim, the baskets of zeisim anovim are different, kivon de li'ibut kaimi meikara, afkure mafgiluhu, since they're originally made. When the grapes and the olives are harvested, then in such an instance, it's well known, l'ibut kaimi, that there's going to be some juice that's going to ooze out, and he's afkure mafgiluhu. He's going to be mafgir. And therefore, by stam, it could very well be that that's considered shalol ratzon. Stam falls in the category of shalol ratzon. However, when it comes to other fruits, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the halacha is different. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Kuf Mem Gimel, and already well into Kuf Mem Dal, the small Daf of Kuf Mem Dalad. And now Bezer Hashem, we go to the Halacha from the daily Daf for Kuf Mem Gimel. Bezer Hashem Yisparech, our Halacha topic from Daf Kuf Mem Gimel is the fascinating topic of eating sunflower seeds on Shabbos. Is one allowed to eat sunflower seeds, pile up the seeds, and then remove them on the grounds of the fact that despite the fact that the shells are now mukta, they have no purpose, it is a graf shel rei, and one is allowed to move a graf shel rei. If one looks at the Gemara on the bottom of Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara seems to talk about very similar type of cases with our Amoraim, that the Amoraim over here were eating dates and they had leftover pits. And the Gemara actually points out that there is a problem of piling up the pits. At first glance, the case of the sunflower seeds seems to be an open and shut Gemara on Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph that it would be Yasur. Because the Gemara describes that Rav Huna, Breder of Yeshua, would eat these dates and pile up the pits and make them a graf shel rei. Graf shel rei, of course, we're familiar in the past, is a garbage that disturbs, and because of Kvod Shabbos, Chazal allowed an exception for something that is disgusting to be removed. Now, a pile of pits is also, we see from this Gemara, considered disgusting as well. However, Rav Ashi said to Amemar, Amar le Rav Ashi Amemar, v'chi osin graf shel rei lechatchila? Can one make a graf shel rei lechatchila? He's referring to a Gemara in Beitza la'midvav amebeis that expressly states that it is prohibited. And therefore, the Gemara says, the Rav Jeshus used to spit out the pits, Rav Papa used to take them and put them behind his bed. In other words, he would hide them. Rav Zechariah ben Avkulus would turn behind the bed and put them there. Before we continue, of whether one is allowed to spit out the pits and pile them up, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa in Perek Gimel Ha'ara, and let me just check this up where exactly it is, Perek Gimel Ha'ara, in Ha'aras Lamed Dalet Lamed Heyam Evav in Perek Gimel points out that even though the shells and pits are going to be muktzah, nevertheless, that will not prevent us from eating those foods on Shabbos. You're allowed to eat of those foods and then take the peel and the shell and throw it in the garbage, because that would all be included in Derech Achila. Okay. However, in regards to this issue of the status of making a Graf Shorei L'chatchila, there is a Shita Mikubetzes that in Beitza, Chof Aleph on the Beis, that points out that one of the sources of Graf Shorei L'chatchila is the problem of inviting over, the Gemara says on Chof Aleph on the Beis, inviting over Gentiles on Shabbos, and that there'll be a mess afterwards, and you're going to need to clean it up, and that will be a graf shorei. So the Gemara in that instance says, v'chi osin graf shorei. Says the Shita Mikubetzes, specifically in that case, peir shelo letzorich, aval letzorich, if it's necessary, kigon zrikas klipin v'atzamos lefaneinu b'shoshanu ochlin, when it comes to the peels and the bones that we put out in front of us while we're eating, mutter vafilu lechatchila. That'll be mutter even lechatchila. I'm indebted to my chavrusa, Rav Ami Merzel, a great Talmud of Rav Nevinsal as well, for this maramakom, that the Shita Mikubetzes writes beferish that the halacha is that letzorech is going to be mutter. In fact, in the Sefer Archa Shabbos, they run with this Shita Mikubetzes, or this basic idea from the Shita Mikubetzes, and they answer our Gemara by being medayik in our Rashi. The Rashi says that sover lefan of kishochla atmarim achin meses be'enov, they assume that there it wasn't the normal way of eating the pits and the fruit. Normally, people didn't pile up these pits in front of them. And there, graf shorei tzover lefan, the fact that Rashi says he piles up, indicates that that wasn't the normal way that they eat it. So therefore, the Archa Shabbos says that anytime a person is eating in a normal manner and a graf shorei is created, it's not going to be a problem. Now, what's amazing is the Archa Shabbos, from what I see, did not make reference to this Shita Mikubetzes, but it is a exciting Shita Mikubetzes and a strong raya to this idea. However, Rav Nevinsal Shlita, in his Ha'aris, in Simin Shin Ches, Sif Katan Kuf Tes Vav, says on the words of the Mishnah Berurah, V'niskabtzu har b'yachan u'mos alav l'anicha kach ala shulchan, if it comes together on the shulchan, you're allowed to move it, because it's Graf Shorei, comments our great Rebbe, dafka b'dieved v'lo l'chatchila, that this would only be b'dieved. We know that b'dieved of Graf Shorei is made, one is allowed to, but he, on this rule, evokes, ein osin graf shorei lechatchila, that you're not allowed to make a graf shorei lechatchila. However, what emerges from here is a different approach, it seems, that Rav Nevinsal was saying, than the simple understanding of the Shita Mikubetzes. And in fact, Rav Ami reported to me that Rav Nevinsal did say that he thought that the only way one would be able to eat garinim, that's quite common over here, sunflower seeds, is if you picked it up, as we said from the beginning, from the Shmir Shabbos, it would be no problem taking each seed, like we saw Rav Papa and Rav Sheshis in the Gemara doing it, throwing it in the garbage. Otherwise, it falls in the category of osin graf shorei lechatchila. However, at the end of the day, the Shita Mikubetzes said beferish that if it's the derech achila, it's going to be mutter. How is one going to differentiate between what the Shita Mikubetzes says and what the Gemara says that's problematic when it comes to the pits? So maybe the way to be miyashi the Shita Mikubetzes is to say, as we pointed out, that Rashi seems to be indicating that he's piling it up in a manner that's not normal for the derech of achila. And hence, the halacha might go as follows. If it's normal for a person to pile up, maybe it depends on whether he's sitting somewhere in Israel where everybody eats flower seeds, and it's normal for them to pile up seeds on top of seeds on top of seeds. I won't say which high school I went to, but that was common as well, that the guys used to eat sunflower seeds and pile them up on their desks. So then, if it's common, so then in such a case, that's different than the case of our sugya, and that's what the Shita Mekubetz is saying is a normal derech achila. And the same reason why it's normal for a person to be able to eat chicken and put aside the bones, even though that will become a grasho rei, that doesn't qualify as osin grasho rei lechatchila. In contrast to where it's not normal, so then in such a case, we have our Rebbe's rule that b'dieved, it could be cleaned off, but lechatchila, one should not create such a situation. That might be a way of learning up the sugya, and therefore, if it's normal for people to pile up the sunflower seeds, it would be acceptable. If it's not normal, then it'll be a problem of osin graf shorei lechatchila. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes. In fact, Shlomo Zalman came in just in time, right? What's today, Shlomo Zalman? First tell everybody what today is. What's today?
Purim.
Purim, that's right. Today's Purim. Okay, so Abba's going to listen to you in a second. Okay, 1 second. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Kuf Mem Gimel, the night of Purim. And Be'ez Hashem, now Abba's going to go to yeshiva, right? And he's going to tuck Shlomo Zalman in. And a Freilich in Purim to everybody. Say a Freilich in Purim. Happy Purim.